Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
You know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play.
That's Andy Reid. We are now joined by Dinan Hughes, which is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Dinan, how are you on this frigid Tuesday? And also, do you still have your tonsils?
Hey, I'm doing all right, fellas. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I did as well, except for the game, but I'm staying warm, and I still do have my tonsils.
Okay, so all four of us still have our tonsils. What does Andy mean by that? Does that mean they're just going to crush your soul, or what are we talking about here?
I think I know, Dinan.
I assume he means laughter, I guess, maybe. I guess I have to keep it as PG as possible, because knowing Andy Reid, he didn't have any kind of, he doesn't think like we think.
Okay.
His mind is not polluted like us, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I say, Dana, I don't think anybody thinks like I think, and I think you know that all too well. So is it desperation mode? Is it worry mode? And if it is it okay to feel that way?
I think it's both. I think it's okay to feel this way because it's reality, and it's unfamiliar territory. We've been spoiled, and I don't say that in a negative way. It's just how it's been since Patrick Mahomes has taken over, since Andy Reid has gotten here. There's been a renewed life, specifically in the postseason. When you consider the lack of success that has happened and then the height of successes that has happened since, it's justifiable to say we've been spoiled and we don't feel comfortable in the position that we're in. And we don't feel, I feel like people maybe are a little bit delusional in regards to that. Again, not in a negative way. It's just that you're looking up and you're watching TV and you're listening to your radio stations and you're like, how did we get to this point? What in the world is happening? Mm-hmm. Surely we'll turn it on. And then we lose to the Broncos, and surely we'll turn it on. And we lose to the Cowboys, and like, okay, now we got to turn it on. We've been down this road before where we've gone weeks, months without losing a game into the Super Bowl. And surely that's going to happen. Doesn't mean that we're not desperate. Doesn't mean that we're not in must win mode. Just means that all of that is true. And, you know, you can feel good to a certain extent because we've been down this road before. But at the same time, like, you don't like being on this road. it's kind of like driving up to North Dakota. Yeah, I've been on that road before, but it's not something that I really like to do.
I enjoyed every minute of that drive on I-29, Dane.
Yeah, to look to your left and see what Minnesota, and look to your right and see Michigan. I don't know if that's true.
But anyway, I see what you're saying, and I understand that. The problem that I have, though, Dane, and with all of this, is that I'd like to believe, but I'm having a hard time believing, because it's the same stuff every week. Oh, we just got to clean up a few things, and it's penalties and it's turnovers, and they're good for about 10 a game now with penalties and 100 penalty yards, and they're good for a turnover or two a game, and they're just not good enough to overcome those things like we saw in the past. And I think there's a big disconnect of everybody, including inside the organization I'm talking about, not outside, thinking that, oh, Patrick's just going to figure it out. It's okay. Patrick will just figure it out. But we've gotten to a point where that's just not the case anymore. The penalties have been so detrimental. And that's why I have doubt right now, because they're not getting better in those areas. It's the same type of nonsense every week.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part, because I feel like, and here's the thing about the penalties. I think multiple things can be true. I saw Grunhard posted a tweet. I think you guys have said something, or at least it's been said on 96.5 The Fan, about complaining about the officials. I think you can complain about the officials. I don't subscribe to you're just a loser if you blame the officials. No, multiple things can be true, and multiple weeks come into play. And what I mean by that is, I can complain about the officials on Thanksgiving Day. Does not mean that I'm blaming the officials that we're 6-6. Does not mean that we've played bad football all season long, but it's because of the officials. And I think in this day and age with social media, because everybody wants to hate on the Chiefs, and as soon as they hear anybody say something about the officials for this specific game, they bring up the entire last season and a half where we won 17 straight games by one score and didn't lose any, and how there were some questionable calls that catapulted us to the Super Bowls in the past. That can be true. Those specific games can be true. If you want to believe that Patrick Mahomes was not, that it shouldn't have garnered a penalty when he was knocked out of bounds against the Bengals that opened up the door for us to win that game, okay, that was a game. That was a call in that game. That has no bearing on this specific game and how Trent McDuffie, an all-pro who hadn't given up not just yardage, but as far as penalties throughout his entire career, as many as he was given in this game. And we can point that out, and it's okay to point that out in this specific game. Referees have bad games. That was a bad game. Doesn't mean that we're blaming the entire season on one bad game. So I guess you can hear the passion in my voice about the strange dichotomy in how if you don't subscribe to officials being slighted on your side, that you should never subscribe to officials being bad against you. I don't think that that's true. I think we're in a situation now where, as you mentioned, Bob, we're not good enough to overcome some of those negative plays. Doesn't mean that those negative plays were warranted, they were justified. Just means that we're not good enough to overcome them. Had they not been called, it would be a different ball game. And I think it's okay to think that and feel passionate about it. And yet we're still in a situation where we got to win football games. And with the tiebreaker scenarios, the losses that we had, I knew that the Jaguars' loss was going to come back and haunt us to some extent. I didn't think it was going to be to this extent. But to some extent, I figured right at that time, Monday night, leaving Jacksonville, coming back to Kansas City, getting home at 4 in the morning, I felt like this is a game that's going to hurt us. And depending on how things unfold from here, we still got an uphill battle. We got to play the Broncos. We got to play a desperate and hungry and dangerous football team in the Houston Texans coming up this week. Like, those two games alone, like that, they definitely can make or break our season.
Danen, going into week 14 of the season, what's been the biggest disappointment from your eyes?
So, as you know, a former wide receiver, my eyes always gravitate towards the wide receivers. And I'm going to say I'm disappointed in the lack of consistent vertical game. I think we there's times where it seems like we do a lot of window dressing and everything needs to be horizontal across the field, crossing routes, middle of the field, you know, swing routes, jet sweeps, flip passes. And I grew up in a league. I was, you know, born into the wide receiver position by Bill Snyder at Iowa and learning how to run the route tree and how to set up defensive backs. And when you're outside the numbers, how to beat a defensive back. Bump and run, off coverage, cover two, whatever it is, there's techniques to do that. And I just don't, I don't know why we don't attack that way, and how we're not as proficient in running those kind of routes. And then to watch the team in the Dallas Cowboys literally do that exact thing. That was throwback football. Line up on the outside of the numbers, run slant. Line up on the inside of the numbers, run fade. Line up on the numbers, run a hook or an out. Like that's when you hear people talk about the route tree, that's exactly what it was. And for whatever it is, we don't necessarily have that in our offense, or we don't utilize that in our offense. So as a former wide receiver, I sit up there and I speak to other guys that played with me, that played before me, that, whether they were for the Chiefs or just in college or whatever. And I'm like, why can't we do that? Why don't we do that? How come that's not, how come we don't win in that fashion? So that's disappointing. I would say also defense, like right now we're in a zone where we can scrutinize, we can criticize mm-hmm. to some extent. Like last year when we're winning 12 straight games in the midst of winning 12 straight one score games, it seemed kind of silly to have any negative jabs to throw at this team because they were figuring out ways to win. I don't know if that's good or bad for us this year, but this year at 6-6, I think it's justified. It's not meaning that you're jumping off the ship. It doesn't mean that you doubt this team. It means that at 6-6, that's what your record is, and you open your door to some scrutiny, some criticism. And from a defensive perspective, to let the Jaguars run the field and down the field when they need a touchdown and go ahead and do that, to allow the Cowboys in more recent times to allow them to do what they did, the Broncos, who's been pretty much inept on offense, to allow them to do what they did, to have guys that are supposed to be our superstars not showing up in those superstar moments, I think it's open. It doesn't make me Jason Whitlock from the 1990s, but it does mean that, you know, you are leaving yourself open to scrutiny and criticism by the fact that we're 6-6 and the way we are, cool. The way we've gotten to this point.
A Whitlock reference.
I mean, remember those days?
Oh, I do, of course. I mean, yes, but that, those weren't good football teams though back in the day, you know? I mean, not like we've seen over the last, they're good but not great like we're seeing over the last couple of, you know, years, or basically the last decade here in Kansas City. I think to me, though, you're talking about those stars in that Jacksonville game. My theme for this season now, if I'm writing a book on this season, it's One Night in Jacksonville. And I've been thinking about that slogan for the better part of a month now. It's One Night in Jacksonville, because that game right there is a direct microcosm to everything that's happened this season. Chris Jones, bad turnovers, not getting stops on third and long. Like, everybody in the NFL right now knows that on third and long, this team is going cover zero and they're blitzing. They're fooling nobody in those circumstances. They've got to change that up. There's a lot of stuff that just seems stale right now, Danen.
Well, I would say this. Desperation mode isn't just about this phone call and this section this week. Desperation mode in many respects has been going on internally. When you consider those circumstances down in distances, like, we can't get to the quarterback with four guys. We haven't been able to do that. Derek Nnadi, Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Charles Omenihu line up four down linemen, and we're not able to get to the quarterback. So I don't blame Spags for, on third and long, having to feel like I can't continue to give this quarterback 4, 5, 6 seconds to throw the ball down the field and expose my defensive backs and linebackers to an inevitable third down conversion. So I have to roll the dice and try to bring a blitz. Now, I give credit to the Broncos, and I would say this. The Broncos, and maybe because it's just recent memory, the Broncos and the Cowboys are two teams that I specifically and vividly recall thinking, wow, how did they dial up a protection every single time?
Yes.
Like we didn't touch Dak Prescott.
Right.
Without, I mean, outside of a penalty, I think Charles Omenihu got for a late hit. Outside of that, every single time we came from different angles, different levels, Shamari Connor, Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, whoever it was somebody there to pick us up. It was part of their game plan, and they knew it ahead of time. But I can't blame Spags for that. And that's where I saw some different posts about, you know, Andy Reid's coaching and Spags coaching and Matt Nagy's coaching. The players play, bro. Let's be real. The players go out there and make plays. And if you don't make plays, if you run a blitz with Trent McDuffie off the slot and he gets picked up, and then you allow CeeDee Lamb to run right past you, that ain't coaching. Mm. That's not coaching. That's players. If you are isolated outside the numbers, one-on-one, man-to-man coverage, you know, you can go through the Ring of Honor and the Kevin Rosses and, you know, the Daron Cherries and Albert Lewis's and all the great defensive backs in this league. They stopped that slant. They stopped that fade. They did. It had nothing to do with whether you knew it or not. Like Chris Jones talked about after the Broncos game. Like Chris Jones, you line up when you go and switch positions with Mike Dana and you move him inside and you move outside to go one-on-one against the tackle. Don't you think they know that?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that tipping the scales?
Right.
And what'd you do in the pass? You won. it's not rocket science. Let's not make this game more difficult or more convoluted than it is. It's winning your matchups, and we're just not doing that.
Danon, I want to go back to what you said about the vertical threat the Chiefs have. Is there more blame on Mahomes not hitting those throws, or is it more so because, I mean, I'm probably with you. You watched that play in Dallas where Mahomes, you know, goes into Superman mode and throws it to Xavier Worthy. I could have sworn Xavier Worthy was going to score. Is health a concern? Is trust a concern? What is the main concern? Because Tyquan Thornton and Patrick Mahomes seem to have a good chemistry and haven't really seen it since they took him off the field.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of things. I think there's definitely some indecision that goes on. Like, there has to be a level of trust with a wide receiver and quarterback that if I'm not the most comfortable throwing a deep out across the field from the far hash, I have to at least know that my wide receivers is going to bail me out. If I'm going to throw a ball deep down the field and the safety's coming over, I have to at least feel that if it's not a perfectly thrown ball where only you can catch it as a wide receiver, that you're going to bail me out or you're going to bail this offense out and you're not going to allow an interception down the field like we've seen before. You also have to have the personnel to do that as well. And that's not to disparage against our personnel at wide receiver, but we have some smaller guys. So taking the chances down the field, if you look across the landscape of the league, you're seeing guys that get chances down the field, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" wide receivers. And from a game planning standpoint and from a quarterbacking standpoint, like Bo Nix knows, hey, those guys ain't going to allow that ball to get intercepted. Like it might not be completed, but they ain't going to allow it to be intercepted. And then even if it's not completed, at least you know from a defensive perspective, we have to guard this back half of the defense. And now you open up the door for the intermediate stuff. So I feel like with our personnel, with the size of our guys at wide receiver, maybe there's just not that kind of comfort where we feel more comfortable with them running away from guys horizontally as opposed to being able to run down the field vertically and have to out-jump, out-physical a defensive back for the ball, because there's been times where Patrick has done that and it hadn't bode well, except for Tyquan Thornton. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only guy that I think there's a comfort level of, if I throw this ball deep down the field, he's going to go up and get it, and worst-case scenario, it's not going to get intercepted.
Danen, you know, on Thursday, I watched a team for the first time in my, you know, existence here in these last 10 years with this run that we're on. And I looked at a team and I went, they're slow, they're old, they're tired. How much of that do you buy?
I don't buy that. I do think that you know, it's tough to put the same team on the field every single year without that rejuvenating level of juice from young guys. I think there's some semblance of that. I did like how Noel Williams was playing leading up into the bye. Mm-hmm. I do like the experience that Ashton Gelati is getting, although maybe he seems like he's thinking a little bit more than reacting. Earlier in the season, specifically in the preseason, he seemed to run around more with his hair was on fire, and now he just seems to be playing, maybe to try not to make a mistake. So, I'd like to – that's where you need the infusion of youth. When you think about, when we had the linebacker Gay, and he was out there and you had the juice, the energy, the, you know, swag surf on the sideline, and mm-hmm. and you had all of that happening, like, even if you were older in some places, you were able to kind of latch on to that youthful energy. And that would catapult you in certain times where, you know, you were just playing football and not making football plays. And I feel like maybe because we have some of those older guys, we don't have that same kind of juice. But I also think that, like, I've been in the meeting rooms and I've been around coaches that call you out and say, what kind of effort was that on that play? And what kind of effort was that on that play? But you have to have the guys on the field or in that locker room that's also willing to get in your face and be like, dude, like we were just watching film. What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? Like, what do we need to do? Do you need to take practice off? Do you need to minimize your reps during the week because you don't have the legs on Sunday or Monday? Like, those have to be the conversations, because anybody can stand up at the podium after the game or midweek and talk about what we, quote, we got to do. I like the guys that say, I got to do. And I think that's where we are now, is that 6-6, if you don't want your season to end in Vegas, January 2nd weekend, some of these guys got to stop talking about what we got to do and start talking about what I got to do.
Well, Danen, get those tonsils ready. You got a late night game against the Houston Texans on Sunday. Because I don't know what the vertical routes are going to look like against that defensive line, but season on the line, can't afford any more losses, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.